Hello? Just a moment. Hello? I wonder if you could help.
You talking to me?
Yes. Sorry to bother you, but I expect you're local.
I live here.
Good. The thing is, I'm looking for somewhere to stay.
You're off the main road. You'll have to turn around and get yourself back 2 or 3 miles. You'll come to a left fork, take that, and it'll bring you out onto the highway. It's Elton you want.
We're at cross purposes. I know where I am. I just need a place to sleep. Is there some kind of guest house, a pub?
No.
Well, surely. What about a farm?
On holiday. Don't worry, there's a signpost. You can't get lost. Once you find the proper turn-in, you can drive straight on to Elston or Camborne. Lots of hotels in Camborne.
Listen, I have been to Perrenmouth before.
You should know, then. Nothing in Perrenmouth, is there? Nothing to see, not really. Just the fishing, and that wouldn't interest a tourist.
I'm here on business.
Oh?
I've got to be in the area 5 or 6 weeks. Do you think if I knocked at one of the cottages...
Everybody's out this time of the morning.
Blast. You don't know anyone yourself. All I want is bed and breakfast.
You'd do better in Camborne or Elston. Now I'll tell you what to do. There's a telephone box down the road. You'll not find a telephone book, they go missing. But the telephone, that works, or it did last Wednesday.
Yeah.
You ring directly inquiries and ask for addresses round about Camborne, and I can give you the change.
No, don't bother.
Billy?
Morning.
Where's he come from?
Don't know.
What do you want?
Yes. I've been wondering that.
Good morning.
Hello. Nice to get a smile for once. I'll take a bar of chocolate. Have you got nut and raisin?
Yes, that'll do. Look, is there any kind of local paper, something that gives the weather, tide times, advertisements?
The Echo. Comes out Thursday.
Would that cover this area? I'm trying to find a place to stay.
In Perrenmouth?
Yes.
If you really want a nice holiday, you'd like Crow Bay.
Or Helston or Camborne, yes. I've had the brush off already, thank you. Please, could you help me? I just need a bed for the night.
You are funny.
Yes? It'll be a laugh a minute if I have to sleep on the beach. Please, there must be somebody with a spare room.
I can't think. Offhand.
Oh,
dear. Fact is, I'm a bit out of touch myself. I've been away for 6 years. I only come back last August when Mum died.
Ah. Look, I am getting a bit desperate and it's nearly lunchtime.
Oh, you can get lunch at the Anchor.
Great. Can I get Diggs there?
No. Oh. He uses the accommodation. He's got his family living in.
Okay. Where can I buy a tent?
Oh, that's just silly, isn't it?
Oh, wild.
What's your name?
Dan Curtis.
Your business?
I run a sub-aqua club. I train divers.
Diving. Yes. I'd treat Dan as some kind of outdoor character. You've got the look.
Hmm.
Diving, now, that must be a very interesting kind of life. Dangerous, isn't it?
Well, if you ask me, Miss...
Sangelion. Jenny.
Well, most things can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Risky to cross the road if you haven't seen the car coming.
Oh, that's a fact. Well, then some of us take chances and then again some of us don't. How much could you pay?
Miss Pengelian?
Oh, it's only a little room, mind.
You're an angel.
Hold on, I haven't offered yet.
But you're going to. I wouldn't be a nuisance. I shan't get in your way. I should be out most of the time. I'm terrifically grateful. I'll fetch my gear.
Steady.
Oh, I'm sorry. See you.
Morning, Jenny. Morning, my dear.
Morning, Nico. Nice day.
Who was that then?
Visitor.
Yes. Billy saw him down the road. Come in a car. Matthew saw him too. Youngster, isn't he?
That's right. Young fellow.
Yes, that's what they saw.
Half a minute, please.
Right.
Thank you. Ah, we've met before. May I join you?
Move over, Nico. You didn't find the main road, then?
I wasn't looking for it.
I'm sorry, I thought I told you. I've got business in Paramount. Can I buy anybody a drink?
Oh, that's very kind of
you. Hold a moment, thanks. We're all right.
Going far, Mr.?
I'm not going anywhere, as I said.
Oh, yeah. Business. Much business, have you?
Enough. Oh, you'll be glad to hear I found lodgings. Very nice girl up at the newsagent shop. She took pity on me. Jenny Pengelion, is it?
Miss Pengelion?
Yeah, of course. Cheers.
There's your change.
Thanks.
Business would be personal, I take it.
My name's Dan. Is there much diving around the coast?
No. Fishing at Paramount. Always has been.
Ah, that's what I thought. In fact, I came in hoping to have a word with you. You are all local fishermen, aren't you? Right?
Well then?
Well, I'm here to do a job. I want to start off on the right foot. I'd hate to upset you people. I'm a member of the British Sub-Aqua Club, and one of our rules, we always liaise with the local fishing community to make quite certain we don't disturb things or go down in waters where it isn't convenient. You tell me your problems, I'll tell you mine. Deal?
You're not serious, of course.
There ain't no diving off this coast. Wouldn't be safe.
My God, lucky you asked us. We don't fancy holding your body off the rock. You can't dive here, boy.
Now, look, I'm not some half-witted amateur. Diving is my profession.
What, you mean somebody sent you?
No, he doesn't mean that. Oh, you don't mean that, do you, mister? You're on holiday, as I take it.
Yeah, half and half.
Very nice. You enjoy yourself. You come to me, and I'll show you the right stretch of the coast. No sense in wasting your time off.
No. Is there a gents?
Over there.
Up the steps and the first door on the left.
Thank you.
Same again all round. What was he drinking?
Bitter.
Get him a pint, Joe.
Right.
No. You don't want him hanging on in the bar. Get shot of him.
No, not yet. Matthew's right, you know. Not yet.
Who is he?
Nobody. It doesn't matter. But what does he want? Nothing. Shut up, Nico. Leave it alone.
Move those glasses, somebody. Pint, was it?
Oh, who bought me that? Very kind of you.
My pleasure. You don't often see a new face around here.
You shouldn't have chosen Paramount.
Cheers. I hadn't any choice. This is where the boat went down.
Right. Who's paying for that lot?
Diane, keep the change.
Tuppence. Last of the big spenders, aren't you?
Boat?
What boat would that be?
A little fishing smack. I expect you can help me. It was only 5 years ago, a boat called the Dreaming Girl.
Morning.
Sorry I'm late, Dad. Got held up at the jetty. That winch is stuck again.
I'll have a pint, Jules.
We've got a visitor.
Yes, Mark. This is Mr. Dan.
I didn't catch your name.
Curtis.
My son, Mark.
Oh.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Don't move.
No, it's okay. I can manage. It was the strangest thing. I got the feeling I'd dropped the most enormous clanger.
Oh?
And then this young man came in, Mark Stratton. I expect you know him.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Handsome. Boyfriend of yours?
I've been away 6 years.
His bad luck, Jenny. What do you know about a boat called the Dreaming Girl?
Not much. It was in the papers.
Hmm.
She went down, didn't she?
5 years ago.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm shutting the shop now. It's half day closing.
Was there anything odd, peculiar about the accident?
No. One hell of a storm that night. We get them in October all along this part of the coast.
I've got a special interest. You see, I own the Dreaming Girl.
You what?
Fact.
Well, I don't see how that can be.
You buy wrecks. A lot of people do.
Mm.
In the first place, you have to deal with the Marine Division of the Department of Trade. They fall into two groups, mostly. There's charted wrecks. Mm. Those are ships which have been found, and Lloyds know where they are, and so does everybody else. Diving rights come very expensive. Mm. But there are hundreds of small wrecks which have never been found. And you can pick up the sole rights to those pretty cheaply. Mind you, you take the risk that you'll never find them either.
But if you do...
Then the scrap metal, the brass fittings, any loot belongs to you.
Funny business. Is it worth it?
Can be. Sometimes you're out of luck. You find the wreck and it's been pirated. All the fittings stripped off already. By the way, you get a lot of people coming into the shop, Jenny. You might just mention that I own the Dreaming Girl. I don't want the local talent getting ideas.
Oh, nobody here can die.
Mm. Good.
Have you told Billy Alford what you're aiming to do? He might not like it.
Tough? Nothing to do with Billy Alford. He's got the insurance money. I bought the Dreaming Girl off the underwriters.
When do you start?
I didn't get a chance to talk to you in the pub. Nice to find someone my own age. I wonder if you can help. I want to hire a boat for the day.
Oh, yes?
Small dinghy, outboard motor.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you mean you can't...
Well, this, it's Dad's boat, isn't it? We'll be gone in half an hour.
I didn't mean... Forget it. See you later. Oh, Mr. Coates, hello. I should have asked you before. Where can I get a boat?
No idea.
Well, I can count half a dozen out there.
Don't come asking me. I'm working.
How much would you people charge by the hour? Oh, don't worry. I've had a lot of experience. I won't knock a hole in the bottom.
Look, I'm busy. If you're getting in my way, I'll clear off.
Okay. This is a load of fun.
Morning, boy.
Ah, hi, Mr. Helford. Can I have a few words with you?
Don't see why not.
Good. Now, get this clear. There is no argument between us. I know wrecks attract a lot of fish and your crews like to work them. But we can come to some agreement. I don't want to tread on your toes. Just tell me if you have lines down by the Dreaming Girl and I'll be careful.
Yes. About that. You won't find the Dreaming Girl.
What?
Well, she's my boat. I ought to know.
She's my boat now, and you can check that if you want to. I've got the papers in the car.
Easy, easy. Just wanted to stop you wasting your time. Best part of a year we spent looking for the Dreaming Girl. If it was possible, me and the lads would have done it long ago. Well, she gone, boy. And any salvage, forget it.
When did you collect the insurance money, Mr. Helford?
You saying I did it on purpose?
No, of course not. Oh, God, this is like walking over a bloody quicksand. Look, where can I hire a dinghy?
What's the matter with you? It's the mackerel fishing. March to June, we get the mackerel. We're pretty busy here. Don't come bothering us.
Have you got my magazines in yet?
Came in yesterday, George. Woman, woman's own, woman's story.
Thanks. Put them on the bill, will you?
Right. George. Yeah. I don't want to speak out of turn, but can she understand those things?
I'm not sure. I lay them on her lap and I read bits to her. I try holding the pictures up close to her eyes. She don't seem to see them. Well, there, you can't be certain, can you?
There's no change, then?
No. Nor will be, if you ask me. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Who was that?
George Merrick, landlord of the Anchor. Haven't you met him yet?
No.
And you don't drink or you don't use your eyes much.
You'd be surprised. I passed the most beautiful girl outside, in a wheelchair. I said good morning, but I think she must have been half asleep. Is she local?
Yes.
Gorgeous. What's the matter with her?
We don't talk about it.
She had polio, or was it an accident?
It's a private grief. Leave it alone.
Marvellous face. Absolutely calm and perfect. Oh, Merrick's pushing the wheelchair. I'd like to meet her. Would he mind if I had a word?
Yes, he would. You shut that door and leave them be. It's his daughter. And she can't talk. She doesn't understand anything you say to her. She can't move. It's supposed to be brain damage.
She's in a coma. That lovely kid? Christ. What happened?
The way I heard it, some man attacked her on the cliffs above Marlin Point. Nobody found her for hours. She never got well again.
And they never caught the bastard?
Yes, they caught him. He was arrested in Plymouth, but I don't know, something went wrong. The police had been too anxious, they acted too quick, and when it came to the trial, there wasn't enough evidence. They had to let him go.
Jesus.
No justice. Is there?
No.
And they can't try him again either, or so I've been told. He got clean away. And Susan might as well be dead. Seems to me.
That's appalling. Do her parents...
George looks after him. Mrs. Merrick's been gone long since. Look, don't say I told you, please. We're very close in Paramount. When something bad strikes us, it's like a dirty great net dropping all over everybody. I was miles away, but I tell you, I felt really sick when I heard.
Yes, I can imagine.
It's weird, isn't it? What happens to the mind when you go like that? Just sitting year after year, kind of zombie. Can you see anything or hear anything? Where are you? In some awful dream state? And if you're dreaming, well, what sort of dream? Good or bad? Imagine dreaming and not being able to wake up.
Is the landlord about? Mr. Merrick?
Sorry, dear. He's with her.
His daughter?
She's restless tonight.
Aye.
Fate, was it?
Thanks. I heard the story.
Did you know? That won't please some. I'd keep your mouth shut about it. Not a matter for strangers.
Oh, come on. It's a long time ago.
You think we've forgotten?
Is it so real to you, 5 years on?
Yes. We had the press, didn't we? And TV cameras and reporters. Proper rumpus.
How did the village take it?
Hard. We don't welcome outsiders.
Yeah, I've noticed. You drinking?
I'll have a small port. Thanks.
Oh, take it out of this. Those men in the corner. The bloke who bought me a drink. Helfer, was it?
That's right. You want to be careful with Billy. He's got a nasty temper under the crack of his grin.
Mm-hmm.
And I for the girls, too. And nothing on the side, you understand. Too fond of home comforts to upset the wife.
Sensible chap. And the other, sitting back a bit.
Nick Alcoats. Greedy, twitchy little man. Wanted Jenny to marry him once. She did laugh.
Stratton, I remember.
Which one? Matthew talks about religion quite seriously. It gets embarrassing, if you know what I mean.
And Mark?
Well, he's a dish, isn't he?
If you say so. Same again.
Point is, it was rigged from the start to finish. Leo was at the auction, ask him.
What up, Joel?
The price dropped yesterday afternoon, and I said...
Good evening.
Oh, evening. Yeah.
How's the fishing trade?
You were all out fishing.
Talking about that auction, Matt, I reckon there's more rogues around than ever end up in court.
Oh, it's a wicked world. Cheers.
Oh, you'll be glad to hear I've got a boat.
Got a boat, then?
Who'll give you...
Don't worry, nobody broke the picket lines. I've hired a dinghy with an outboard motor from Crowell Bay.
Aiming to start work soon?
It's Sunday tomorrow. You'd know that. Then bank holiday.
I'm a practicing atheist. But don't worry, I shan't do a survey till Monday.
Oh, you a betting man?
No.
£1 gets you 10 that I find the dreaming girl by the end of the week.
That's not possible.
Oh, Mr. Coates, how about you? £1 to win 10?
You'll never find her. Not in a million years. What, with our currents? She'd have smashed a bit on Marlin Point long since.
Billy's right. You've no chance.
No chance, no chance at all. You'd be a fool to look.
I see. Oh, by the way, I think I'd better spell it out for you. Where a person is authorised by a licence from the Secretary of State to carry out diving or salvage operations, it is an offence for any other person to obstruct him or cause or permit him to be obstructed. A lot of jargon, isn't it? In plain English, you can be arrested if you get in my way.
Good night.
Bloody little pipsqueak.
Shut up.
Well, what's happening then?
He's got a boat.
Christ almighty.
Doesn't matter. He won't find anything. It's too late.
This is wonderful.
Glad you came with me.
Lovely, isn't it? You sure I won't be a nuisance?
Nice to have company. And I take it you can handle a boat.
Oh, yes. Proper jumble, isn't it? Those things look really funny.
But my fins?
What's the knife for?
Cutting myself free of trouble. Mind the cylinder.
The sun's gone in. Always happens on a bank holiday. Have you noticed? Sun goes in, you get a lot of rain.
Ah, it's just a bit of sea mist. I don't like the sight of that swell left.
I can't even see Perrenmuth now.
At last, we have to go back. If that gets any bigger, I'm wasting my time.
What are you doing, Fogg?
I'll pack up and go home.
No, I mean, what I mean when you can't see anything at all.
No problem. Just cut the engine and listen.
Oh? With foghorns and that?
Don't have to. You listen to the shore. You wouldn't believe how much noise the shoreline makes. Cars and trains, factory machinery, just the sound of people living. Unmistakable.
That's a town, isn't it? You wouldn't hear Perrenmuth. We live too quiet. Compass?
Yeah, trying to get a bearing on the dreaming girl.
You reckon you'll find her?
Oh, yeah. What I can't make out, the information I got from the Admiralty is wrong. Got to be wrong. Look, who made the official report? Told them where the dreaming girl went down?
Local folk, I suppose.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be turning round? The mist's rolling in.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jenny. What foul luck. Not much fun for you.
What's the matter?
No problem. Sit tight.
Bloody hell, I don't believe it.
Dan, what is it? What's happened?
We're out of gas.
Didn't you put enough in?
I filled her up before we started. It's not possible. It can't be empty.
Well, has it been leaking?
No, of course not. We'd have smelt it. I paid for a full tank before coming over to collect you. I left the boat at the jetty.
It's been drained.
I don't know which one of your friends is responsible for this, but I'll break their perishing necks, bastard.
It's not my fault. It's got nothing to do with me.
No, don't panic. There's no danger. We just sit tight till the mist clears. And the first boat that spots us will have to get a tow line on board.
Oh, it's awfully cold.
Yeah, put that round you.
I don't want your flaming clothes. Oh. What's this, then?
Life jacket. We should have been wearing them from the start. Do you know how to tie it on?
Yes.
Well, hurry it up. I could be in trouble letting you sail without proper kit.
Dan, There's one of the fishing boats over there.
What?
Oh, help!
Don't stand up, you little fool. Hello!
Oh, help! Over here!
Keep still.
Help!
You keep waiting. Hello there!
Oh, they've gone.
They must have seen us.
But they've gone.
Oh, this mist. Oh, I may have a long wait, Jenny. I'm sorry.
Well, at least there's the two of us. Nothing like company. Oh, I didn't mean to jump up. It was a sort of instinct, see? I'm not an idiot.
If there's one trawler around here, there should be others. Keep your eyes peeled.
It's getting thicker, isn't it?
No, imagination. Bit of wind would sweep this lot away in no time.
I keep thinking there's figures in the air, great shapes coming down on us. Faces.
Move aside. I think I can... Yes, it's another trawler. Wave that towel.
Hello!
Hello! This way! Hello!
For God's sake, can you hear me?
So you... They've left us. Nothing but creeping mist.
Don't start crying. We're not in any danger. We'll be found the moment the fog clears. Could lift any minute now.
Yes, of course. I'm a nuisance.
Think of the story you can make out of it when we get back. Be the talk of the village for weeks.
You'll exaggerate. Men always do.
Half the point of having adventures, telling it like it wasn't afterwards. If this goes on long enough, you might find yourself on local TV. Better comb your hair.
Oh, there's not going to be a photographer on the jetty.
Care to bet? You'll wake up famous girl. Missing beauty found.
You really are crazy, aren't you?
Been run down. There was a powerboat almost on top of us. My God, we could have been killed.
Shouldn't have gone out. Not in the fog.
It wasn't foggy when we left.
Should have come straight back then. Nope, the man would have had more sense.
I couldn't come back. The fuel tank was empty.
You never started out without a
No, I did not. And you can check with your local garage. She had a full tank when I tied up at the jetty.
Yes. Well, that's what you say.
Look, somebody siphoned off half the petrol, leaving me just enough to get to the middle of nowhere.
You accusing us? Why, you flaming little perisher? Now, hold on. Hold it there. Now, you say somebody, Mr. Curtis. Anyone particular, in your opinion?
Okay. I can't prove it.
Then you shouldn't speak out of turn.
Mm.
I'm a stranger, and I'm outnumbered, and I better keep my mouth shut. Is that what you mean?
Don't mind you being a stranger. Don't like you being a liar.
Now, you want to fight?
That's enough.
It's getting late, Mr. Curtis.
Why don't you go home?
I haven't finished my drink yet. All right. Skip the petrol. Why didn't you help us? 3 of your boats went by and nobody took a blind bit of notice.
Didn't see you.
We shouted. Miss Pengellian kept on screaming.
Didn't hear you.
Fog muff was a sound.
Didn't you know that?
You came within 20 yards.
Ah, well, visibility were less than that. Ask the Coast Guard.
I saw you.
You would have been on the lookout, Mr. Curtis. Whereas Billy and Nickel Coates and Mark...
were fishing for mackerel, I suppose.
Yes.
They were running for port in a thick fog, and if they weren't on the lookout, Mr. Stratton, they'd no business to be at sea. What are they? A bunch of bloody amateurs.
Didn't realize you had Jenny aboard.
Ah, would that have made a difference?
Come on, drink up. Kind gentlemen. Kind gentlemen, please.
Good morning to you, Mr. Curtis.
Hello. Mr. Merrick, isn't it? From the Anchor.
That's right, that's right. I've seen you in the bar. I wanted to ask you, you've been from London. You would know somebody in the antiques trade.
The antiques?
Somebody who might be interested in buying furniture. Nice little desk.
No. And I don't come from London, Mr. Merrick. I come from Portland.
Oh, pity. I was hoping to sell. Well, it was just a chance, like. It's a good desk. Worth quite a bit. I'd pay commission.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't know anything about furniture.
You don't?
No.
I belong to my daughter. I wouldn't part with it, not in the normal way. But I have to raise some money.
Yes, I know the cost of living's murder, isn't it? And it must be very hard for you with a daughter who's...
Jenny told you?
Yes.
Shouldn't have done it.
I do sympathize, believe me.
Oh, yeah, they all do that. Had a whip round in the village, as a matter of fact. Got all of the best doctors. It didn't make any difference.
Well, there's always a chance. Medicine, science. But they keep making new discoveries.
I'm sure.
Merrick.
It's kind of you.
It's true. She's very beautiful.
You believe in God, Miss Curtis?
In a vague, general sense, I suppose.
Yes. Sometimes I look at her and I think, why? It's a lovely face. Her face hasn't changed. But my Susan, she's gone. Over here, Mark.
Mark Stratton? Does Mark Stratton take her out in the wheel?
Most days, when he can. It's bad for me, you see, being her father. But a sight worse for him.
He's fond of her.
He was going to marry her. Whole thing had been fixed. I'd made such preparations to give my girl a fine wedding. And she goes for a walk on Marlin Point. And suddenly there's no future anymore. Nothing left. Oh, he's a good lad, Mark. He wouldn't break the engagement, wouldn't look at nobody else. Not even 5 years on. I'll tell you a funny thing now. Mark, he's grown older in those 5 years. But Susan doesn't age at all. She looks just the way she did that evening when she went out the door crying, "Shan't be late, Dad."
They caught the bastard who attacked her.
And let him go. Would you believe that, mister? Would you? On account they couldn't prove 100%, the judge let him go. To walk the world a free man.
Come on in. Mind the curve, George.
Right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure. Now keep the rug on her. It's getting cold.
Thanks. If you do hear somebody wants a little desk... You might remember.
Yeah.
I'm only asking £50. It's cheap.
Morning.
Morning.
You had a bit of trouble yesterday.
All around the village, is it?
Folk talk.
I've noticed.
You got your diving gear? That friend of yours arrived, has he?
No, his wife's in hospital. He won't get here till Wednesday now. But I'm going to have a quick recce on the seabed.
Are you so? Oh, wouldn't do to have an accident.
Thanks, I'll be careful. And this time nobody's drained the fuel tank. I checked.
Well, any help? I could come along with you.
No mackerel fishing?
It'd be a heap safer with a local man on board. Get results faster, too.
Kind of you to offer, I got the idea you lot were trying to run me out of Perranlaugh.
Oh, God. That's the old folk. Well, they don't like nothing new.
You don't want to bother with them. Ah, be a great thing to find the dreaming girl, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Hold there, Mark.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Waiting for you, boy.
I'm not coming. Now, Mr. Curtis here, he's diving, see? He wants to dive. And I'm going out with him. We don't want an accident, Uncle Billy.
That's true.
Tell Dad.
Diving? Can you handle it?
No problem.
Hold it steady.
Dan, is it?
Yes.
Mark.
Glad to have you.
Nice to get free of the bloody fish for a bit. Where did you find this perishing old tub?
Crow Bay.
They saw you coming, didn't they?
Dan! Hold it! Wait a second, here I am.
What's up with her?
She's joining us.
For the trip? For the trip, you mean?
Oh, yes. But you didn't really think I was going to dive with nobody in the boat.
Am I late? I'm ever so sorry. I had to show Auntie Alice the stockroom. Mark? Nice to see you.
Oh, didn't expect this. Not after the scare you got yesterday. You don't want to come along with us.
Dan says unless I do it right away, I'll lose my nerve.
Oh, mind the rope, Jenny. That's a good girl. Cast off, Mark.
Take a bearing on those rocks and keep going east.
You certain?
Yes. The dreaming girl went down to the east of the pinnacle.
Sorry, I know that's the official story, but I've been studying the currents, the tide times, the prevailing wind for that night, and my bet is she sank to the west.
Listen, the folk who were here that night, they know.
Jenny?
I'd left Fernmouth by that time.
Yeah, so you can't help me.
Why ask her? You can talk to anybody in Fernmouth and they'll tell you straight. Several of us went down to the harbour. Oh, hell of a storm. Well, we saw it happen. I'm not likely to forget.
Or get it wrong.
It was dark, all right. Blowing a force 10. I could have made a mistake, but the rest of us, there were 20 men or more out on that jetty.
Yeah, Helfords and Strattons and Coates.
And another thing, Billy Helford, he was piloting the Dreaming Girl. Are you saying he got it wrong? He didn't know the place where his own boat turned over.
He got ashore.
Oh, everybody got ashore, thank God. Ted Coates, Jerry Helford, my Uncle Robert.
Yeah.
Call him lucky.
If you like, I should call him crazy. What the devil were they doing out in a force 10 gale at night?
Well, they were bringing in tackle, weren't they?
Ah.
It was calm when they started, but they got caught by a change in the weather.
Nobody had checked with the Coast Guard?
Seems not.
That's a funny way to behave.
I wouldn't say that. You got caught only yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm not a local man.
Dan?
Hmm?
You're changing course.
Yeah, I'm going west.
But I told you...
I know, and I don't believe it. I'm going to take soundings west of the pinnacle.
You're wasting your time.
Maybe. It's my problem, isn't it?
What do you want us to do?
Sit tight and don't let the boat drift.
Oh, goodness. I can't decide whether you look like one of the seals or something from outer space, flippers and all.
Haven't you seen a man in a wetsuit before? Can I have that?
What is it?
Weight belt.
Left this a bit late, haven't you? Light's going.
Oh, it'll last another couple of hours. I shan't go down more than 20 metres. There's too much swell building up, and I shan't be long. So watch for me.
Seal, that's what he looks like. Great big humpback seal.
Mug's gate.
Why? Is he really in the wrong place?
In the wrong place. In the wrong place. Like Ellie's in the wrong place. They won't listen. Here. You make him go back home.
Me?
It's dangerous. Playing the fool in deep water. Well, you like him, don't you? You tell him. Go back.
Mark, I don't fancy him, you know, honestly.
What?
But what I mean, I wouldn't like you to think... Well... He's nothing. He's not one of us anyway. I couldn't fancy a man that wasn't, well, you know, part of the village.
No.
Mark, can I say something? Please?
Hmm?
You're always with her. And that's as it should be, I'm sure. Only it's no use, is it? She's not properly alive.
Shut up.
I don't want to hurt you. Everybody says you're wonderful the way you look after Susan.
She's my girl.
Yeah, but you can't go on and on. It's just creepy to watch you pushing that chair. It's got to end sometime, Mark.
One day she'll talk to me, you'll see.
She won't. The doctor's dead. She's as good as dead, no use in hoping.
You reckon?
I'm sorry.
You think she'll ever come back to life?
sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, if I believed that.
Well, what would you do?
Oh, you're a sweet kid, Jen.
I'm not a child.
No, no, you're not. Why did you go away?
Well, you got engaged to Susan, didn't you?
Oh, you never thought of me these 5 years.
Don't you laugh.
Jenny Pengellion.
And stop that.
Ah, you should have come back sooner, girl.
I didn't think it'd be decent, see?
You want to meet me one night, then?
Not sure.
Please yourself. Shan't ask you twice.
What?
Tomorrow? Better not make it Perimuth. We don't want folks talking. Up at Crow Bay.
Right.
I'll be near the jetty. Damn.
What are you doing?
The boat's drifted. We're on course.
No.
She got caught in the undercurrent from Marlin Point. Oh, blast. Oh, out of position now. You should surface about there.
Are you sure? I noticed the rocks. Well, what are you doing? You're going away.
Not. Move over.
Wait. There's a marker boy. Put down a marker boy.
See?
Yes.
Well, damned if I can see it.
Well, where's it gone?
You don't have to panic, Jen. If the worst comes to the worst, the bastard can swim.
Oh, it's too far.
Hello. Hello there, Mark. All right.
That's Dad's boat.
He went down a while back. Hasn't surfaced yet.
Please. Help.
Not likely. Experienced, isn't he?
He should have come up long ago. He only stays down 10 minutes, he told me. But this is awful. Can't we do something?
Don't look at me. I can't dive.
But tell the Coast Guard.
After 10 minutes, they think you were mad.
Can't just sit here while... Oh, my God.
What now?
That thing. That's the marker boy. In the bottom of the boat.
How did it get there?
You've got to find him.
Yes, of course, but in such a great stretch of water and nothing to show the place, see?
Mark?
I reckon he forgot his marker, don't you? Well, they get careless, these macho boys, striding about with a knife strapped to their leg. Now, don't fret. You'll not come to any harm. It's just another adventure.
But if he can't get back to the boat...
You'll manage.
Dad, will you keep looking? He hasn't surfaced yet.
Rush
out of here! I got such a fright. Oh, the black fin showing up. Is it okay?
What are you two playing at? Hide and seek.
We got off course.
Oh, like hell you did.
Sorry for that. I made a mistake.
Yes. Oh, God, it's black down there. A blasted current churning up the mud.
Wrong place, I told you.
I remember.
It was an accident, Dan. The boat started drifting.
Yeah, a load of rubbish.
It's a fact. There's a tide run strong to Marlin Point.
You people... Local knowledge, eyewitness accounts. Trust the fisherman. Trust my Aunt Fanny. She's down there. The dreaming girl. I found her. She's there, stuck in the silt. And tomorrow I'm going to stake my claim.
I don't believe you. Sorry.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You say you found her, just like that?
You found the dreaming girl?
Drinks all round, don't you think? I'm celebrating.
Now, that might be a bit hasty, Mr. Curtis.
Oh, Dan, we're all friends here.
You found a wreck. You had, what, 5 minutes to look at her? In deep water, and mud, and failing light? Could be any, that ass soul. I wouldn't spoil it for you, boy, but I'd watch what you do. A lot of small boats down over the years.
I'm sure, but this is the dreaming girl. You were the original owner, Mr. Helford. Recognize this?
No.
No.
Fanny, it's on the list I got from the Admiralty. Brass bell, part of the fittings. Nobody going to drink to success?
Oh, it's good. Cheers, then.
Good luck, then. You'll have made plans, no doubt.
Yes, I shall stake the wreck, get the marker boys out so we all know exactly where she is. Yes, Fanny, so many years, nobody found her before. What would you call that?
Beginner's luck.
Really, Mr. Helford, Billy, I should call it unbelievable.
Yes. Here, beer's no use for celebration. Let's have something a bit stronger.
Huh?
Billy, pick up those glasses.
All right.
Nico,
what?
Come and give us a hand. Whiskey suit you, Dan?
Kind of you.
Well,
No, I'll do it.
I'll get a tray, shall I?
You've struck lucky, I hear.
Come on, I could be talented. I found the dreaming girl. First time off, no trouble at all. Now, just between ourselves, Mr. Merrick, doesn't that strike you as a little odd?
I run the anchor, don't ask me. The sea's not my trade.
And the landlubbers lying down below. I hate to say this to an honest publican, but in my opinion, they're lying up aloft as well. Liars, every one of them.
Don't start anything. You could be mistaken.
Oh,
God give me strength. You're not in it too, Mr. Merrick, I hope. All right, don't answer that. Oh, by the way, did you ever manage to sell your desk?
Sorry?
You were trying to sell a desk. Your daughter's desk.
No choice. You using that ashtray?
No.
Last thing you think of when a person's struck down. You say to yourself, I'll look after him forever and ever. Doesn't occur to you that the money might run out. Well, I sold it, thanks. I sold it to a dealer in Newland.
Hmm. Evening, George. We paid for the bottle, so don't you look so doubtful.
All right.
How'd you like your whiskey, Dan?
Neat.
Now, listen. Listen, we've got to talk to you. We've come to a decision, see?
I'll handle it, Nickel. Oh. All of us. We decided to speak plainly.
That'll be a nice change.
We're being honest with you, son. We don't want the dreaming girl found.
I get the general idea. Would you believe I got it some time ago?
No, there's a reason.
Shut up. No. You want to know why, which is fair enough. We're a small community here. We've got a good life one way or another, and we mean to keep it. You start bringing up bits and pieces from your wreck, and what happens? The others after you. Diving, salvage. You'll get swimming and windsurfing, water skis, cars blocking the seafront, strangers setting up ice cream vans in the high street.
Hmm.
We don't want tourists, and we went at them.
I can't stop holiday now.
You can go away. Don't you talk about Perimuth. Just forget us, please.
Well, there are complications, I'm afraid.
All right, I know what you're going to say, and we've discussed that, too. You've laid out hard cash on the Dreaming Girl.
I paid £500 for her.
You were done. She's not worth half that in scrap metal, and I should know. But we won't argue over the price. Right, Billy?
No.
Right, Nico?
Oh,
you better whip round. We'll give you your £500 back.
Is that fair? Now, is that fair?
Surprisingly generous.
Good. You'll have to wait a day or two for us to settle, but you should have it by Wednesday, and that's a promise.
Very decent of you.
No, we believe in straight dealing. And as long as you understand the position...
You give me £500 and I go away with my lips sealed. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Very great.
Much appreciated. Shall we shake hands?
No.
What?
Sorry, gentlemen. No deal. I don't know what the hell you're playing at. It's too bad if your little village is overrun with coach parties. I've got problems of my own. The Dreaming Girl is mine, and I hold the sole diving rights. Don't tangle with me. Good night.
I told you it was a mistake.
You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, you had to do something. I warned you. You got no sense.
Where's he gone to?
He wouldn't take it.
I'll offer him a bit more. I can give you the money I got for that desk. You offer him more over the odds.
Well, that makes it worse.
He's going to dive, all right. He said. He's got a partner coming too to join him. They'll both start crawling all over the Dreaming Girl. Oh, you bloody fool.
Easy. There could be nothing left by now.
Yes. Well, we can't risk that. George, can I use your telephone?
What for?
Fetch my son over. Chris and Eddie in the public bar.
I'll have a look.
Guillemine, we've got to handle this together.
My God. No more mistakes.
When the water's calm, it doesn't seem possible it could harm you. Little ripples creeping up the sea.
Having fun?
You didn't mind me tagging along. I wanted to be here. I wanted to explain.
Oh, yes.
Mark never changed the position of the boat, you know. It wasn't Mark's fault.
Okay.
It was probably me messing about. Talking too much.
You women.
So don't go blaming Mark.
You want some advice, then?
No.
My grandmother used to say, decide what it is you want and go all out for it. And if you can't get it, want something else.
What's that supposed to mean, then?
Don't lose anything for lack of trying. And by the same token, don't go wasting energy after the game's lost.
You're interested in my business, aren't you?
As a friend.
Thanks. So you'll be glad to hear I'm meeting Mark Stratton tomorrow. Crowl Bay, but don't you come along, because you haven't been invited.
Fair enough.
Sheik.
Sorry?
You've got a lot more gear this time.
A twin hose regulator. I'm going deeper. I shall take a line down, fix it to a centre stake, and make a sweep along the bottom. Most of the boat's under the seabed, covered with mud and weed.
What does it feel like down there?
Varies. Sometimes light, sometimes dark. Sometimes you feel as if you're dropping through a hole in the earth. Oh, it passes off.
Look, you won't get into any trouble, because I wouldn't know what to do.
Relax. I'll be gone 15 minutes, right? And if I hit any problems, there's half a dozen fishing boats out today. Just wave and shout to the nearest.
Funny. We're coming in fast. making a circle. Dan? Dan! Well, don't act silly. It's mackerel, I suppose. They found a shoal of mackerel. They'll be following the mackerel.
Get in closer, all of you!
Hey!
What are you doing? Don't come any near, I'll be in trouble. Back off!
Can you see him?
No! It's too late, he's gone.
I gotta come up again, you fool.
What's happening?
Now don't you worry, my dear.
Jenny, hold the boat steady. Mark's coming on board. You drop down. Move to the stern, that's a good girl. Careful. Shift that rope. Can you manage, son?
Sure.
Easy.
Okay. Well done, Jenny, we made it.
Has something gone wrong? No, tell me. There's your dad and Uncle Billy out there.
Don't upset yourself. Everything's under control now.
Listen, I'm waiting here for him.
Simmer down. I've just been told to take you home, see? And as for him, well, they await.
Why? You can't. No, you mustn't.
Go on, Jenny. This has got nothing to do with you.
I won't be pushed around by you lot. You stop it, Mark. You leave me alone.
Mark, he's coming up. Starboard side.
Sit down, you little fool, and keep still.
All right. I can deal with it.
No. He said 15 minutes. That won't be him. It can't be. It's too soon.
There he is. Hold him, Mark.
No need.
What's happening?
Knocked himself out.
Came up too quick, silly bastard.
Shut up. Just give him time. He's not hurt. Should have known better, though. Breaking water that fast.
Dan? Dan!
Get his mask off. There you go.
What's wrong? Is he got the pain or not?
No. Winded, I reckon. Nothing serious.
Go on, then. Get your lungs clear.
Dan?
Oh, God. Came up too quick. Bloody fool.
There's something down there.
What?
They know. Oh, yes. They know.
How is he?
Fair enough.
But you'll keep him on board.
Oh, yes. Be easier.
For what? You're planning to murder me?
You're not in any danger yet. Stands to reason.
Does it?
What has he
seen? Oh, I'll tell you what I've seen, Mr. Coates. There's a skeleton down there, roped to the remains of a motorcycle. Fishes have picked the body clean. There's not much left, but enough.
He was dead long before we...
Shut up, Nickel.
You did what? Dumped him from the Dreaming Girl.
Fancy going to the police, do you?
Yes.
Think you'll get there?
Probably not.
Oh, Matt, we can't
kill a man. Why not? You killed one already. Haven't you?
He's got a partner.
Oh, yes. I've written to my partner, I'm afraid, telling him exactly where the Dreaming Girl lies. You can get rid of me, but any number of divers are on their way. So what next? You're going to kill them all?
Bloody hell, we're not lunatics.
No. That's what puzzles me.
We had a reason. Oh, God, make him understand.
Now, listen, you. We did what had to be done. We acted in the name of the Lord.
We acted in the name of justice, didn't we?
He had a fair trial. We let him speak.
The law of man is feeble, but God is not mocked. He delivered the murderer in the...
Murderer?
You're not going to pretend Susan Merrick is alive.
Tell me.
No. He'll talk.
I'll listen first.
Came into the village on a motorcycle. Long after the trial it was, said he was innocent. Wouldn't let it alone. Went on and on about his ruined life. His ruined life. Wanted Susan to give evidence. Say how it wasn't him.
Susan!
Who'll never speak again. You believe a man should escape and go free? No matter the wickedness. Just because it can't be proved in some court.
But they acquitted him.
Wrongly.
Now, look.
It was him.
We knew it was him.
They found him with her scarf in his hands. I believe some nonsense about the wind blowing it down onto the beach.
Why, he'd gone down to wash the blood off. We knew.
We're not all simple here. We knew.
You couldn't be sure.
Oh, yes. He came back to Paramount, didn't he? God brought him back to us.
And you killed
him. Aimed to bury him out beyond the arbor.
Well, we had to.
I took him on board the Dreaming Girl, only there was a force 10 blown and she went down under me. We had a close haul, all three of us. They had to call the lifeboat out.
He's been there ever since, strapped to the wreck.
Well, there wasn't much we could do, not being skilled, not being able to dive.
Oh, sure, you could hardly hire a diver to move a dead man.
If you go to the police...
Johnny will be here on Wednesday sooner if I disappear.
He's got the charge.
No. Yes, Mr. Coates. He'll find the dreaming girl in a couple of hours. He's a good diver, Johnny.
You can't blame us.
I haven't said I do.
Why, we made it worth your while.
Oh, my God, stop that. You can't buy me. But I might sympathize, I suppose, in a way.
Yes, yes. You've seen what he did to Susan.
Would you swear not to talk?
Come on, I'd have to do more than that, wouldn't I? I'd have to stop Johnny finding out.
No, it's finished, whatever we do. Oh, oh Christ
calm
almighty.
Calm down, Mr. Coates. I promise you it can be done.
You trusted him.
Well, we had to, didn't we? He won't give us away, as I judge it. He's a fair man. Good man.
Oh, I'm not easy.
You'd rather we shut his mouth?
No.
Ah, you're in the snug. I couldn't find you. Listen, something's bothering me.
Look, you promised...
Shut up, Nickel.
Didn't anyone make inquiries about the man? Relations, the police?
Well, not over much. They reckon he'd gone abroad on account of the publicity, public feeding and all that.
You got a problem.
What, other divers?
No, I can handle that. You're safe enough. Your problem, Nickel. How are you going to forget?
Who's in trouble this time?
What's that?
A couple of policemen coming up the road. I'll have those glasses, Tar.
Pass off?
Oh, come on. Who says the police can't have a drink?
Is it after hours?
No. He's told them.
Now, wait.
No, he wouldn't.
Just a minute. He gave his word.
What's that worse, then? I never trusted him. You've told him, haven't you? You bloody traitor. You've been to the police.
Of course I haven't.
Shut up, Neil.
We'd better get out of here.
Hey, sit down. What's the matter with you?
They're looking over at us. Let me pass.
Get back, you fool. Finish your beer.
He's stole us.
Wrong.
My God.
I have not.
Evening. Which of you gentlemen is Mr. Stratton?
I am.
I wonder if I might have a word with you in private, sir.
No.
No.
No, we're all friends. We're all in this together, see?
Oh. If you insist. I don't like it.
You're not local, either of you.
No, sir. We've come from Newlyn. We're reopening the Merrick case.
Evening. What's the problem here?
You'd be Mr. Merrick, right?
Yes.
They're reopening the case.
New evidence. I believe you sold a desk recently. To a dealer in Newlyn.
I did.
The said desk having been the property of your daughter, Susan.
Yes, why?
He found a letter wedged in the back, written to a girlfriend, apparently. Unfinished. Maybe she stuffed it away because you came into the room and she wouldn't want you to find it.
What's he on about?
A letter?
Yes, sir. In it, she complains of certain acts of violence and says how she was meaning to break her engagement. The dealer very properly brought the letter to us.
No.
Could you just tell us where your son is, Mr. Stratton?
He's at Crow Bay with a girl.
Oh, Christ.
Get over there.
All right.
A letter?
Complaining of violence?
You didn't have to tell him where he was.
It's lonesome up here.
Are you tired of me already?
I never said.
You got away once. You not do it again?
Oh, it's the big masterful act of it. Time was you were too busy with Susan.
She's gone.
I'm glad you realized it. Well, past is dead, don't you think? Mark, don't do that. It hurts.
Oh, I'm having a bit of fun.
Yes, I dare say, but stop it. Mark, did you hear? You're hurting me. Mark, there's a car coming.
Bloody hell.
Oh, you don't know your own strength, do you?
Having a joke. You're okay, girl, only teasing you.
Mark Stratton?
Well, you've got a nerve. What do you want?
Are you Mark Stratton?
Yes, of course he is. What's up?
Just get into the car with us, sir, if you don't mind. We've got one or two questions need answering.
They knew where to find him. You told them.
Yes.
Why? You're a stranger. It's nothing to do with you.
You stupid bitch. You could have been killed. Do you want to end up like Susan?
She treated him wrong.
There's no right way of treating him.
Will you be leaving soon?
Do you want me to go?
Yes. Dan?
Well?
What else have you told the police?
Not that. Not that. It's too late and there's no point.
What you've got to understand, we're very close in the village. One family, see? They were protecting us all.
By killing the wrong man?
I don't believe Mark did it.
Oh, Jenny.
I don't believe Mark did it on purpose. It could have been an accident, couldn't it?
If you like.
I wish you'd never come here. You'll not come back, will you?
No. There's too much for the village to remember without me haunting them as well.
I'll never be able to forget.
Neither will they, I imagine.
If it happened, like they say it happened, Mark must have been in hell. It means he walked beside her chair year after year, 5 years, walking in terror. Because one day, she might speak.
Geoffrey Collins was Dan Curtis in The Deep Water Man by Sheila Hodgson. Deborah Page was Jenny Pengellion. Geoffrey Matthews, Matthew Stratton. Scott Cherry, Mark Stratton. Eileen Tully, Joes. John Croft, Billy Helford. Arnold Diamond, Nicol Coates. Sean Arnold, George Merrick. And Richard Hugh and James Bryce were the policemen. The play was directed by Graham Gault.